How do you go from being a soldier to a civvy? It's hard for many members of our armed forces to make that transition. Those who are about to are being offered free courses by a Kent-based charity to help them adjust. Ben Croucher has been to Royal British Legion Industries in Aylesford near Maidstone to see what they do.
Is that start running now, are you? Just keep running it, if that's OK. Right there, guys.
Ben, how many have you got to do, mate?
My name's Kenny Kendrick. I'm the supervisor for Dark Valley Foods here in the RBLI.
Hi, guys. What part is he going on? Is that finishing that job off?
I joined very young at 16, spent 25 years in the army as a young soldier, going around the Falkland Islands, clearing all minefields in the Falklands, in Bosnia, doing the same, building also lots of roads, etc. So yeah, we've had a very busy time through the forces. The time when we come out where it's completely different.
Just checking that one off. Fantastic, brilliant.
And then it's finding, leaving home, what there's available for me. It's the not knowing is the main thing, and you have to dig deep. People who are in the normal streamline of work are well used to that. We're not. The struggle is a lot of depression. A lot of people, you know, go to drink. A lot of people just finish, and it's sad.
Hidden away just off the A20 in Aylesford, the RBLI looks just like any other busy warehouse. Lorries reversing, pallets loading, offices bustling. But it's here that former servicemen and women can begin to turn their lives around thanks to Sharon and a free programme called LifeWorks.
I'm Sharon Patmore. I'm Head of Workplace Psychology. I manage the LifeWorks programme. We've managed to design a five-day residential course, which is really there to address the confidence and self-esteem of those members of the armed forces that are struggling to make the transition into civvy street.
Being in the armed forces equips people with countless skills that can be transferred into the workplace. But if you're suffering from depression, a disability, or if you've not received much education, you might find it difficult telling people about those skills.
I think it's really important to just remember that a lot of the guys have huge numbers of skills and experience that they just don't know how to articulate that in a CV, for example.
With the aim to empower individuals and inspire ability, the RBLI in Aylesford provides accommodation, social enterprise and guidance for ex-servicemen and women, as well as housing industry like sign making and distribution. And LifeWorks, which started 3 years ago, is at the heart of what the charity does.
My name's Steve Sherry. I'm the Chief Executive of Royal British Legion Industries. Talk about the RBLI village as an airfield. People fly in, they've come in with a range of issues and problems that they need some assistance with. We taxi them round to whichever part of the airfield suits, whichever hangar, and in time they taxi themselves back onto the runway and take off and lead an independent life.
And whilst the course only lasts 5 days, the support continues for up to 12 months afterwards. And for Kenny, who, thanks to LifeWorks, gained employment with the RBLI, the hope is to continue his personal progression for years to come.
Stick on that panel. Two more jobs. It's going to be going over that 3 days.
Yes, it's a good job for me. It's a taxing one. It is difficult. It's hard work. You know you're working for the Royal British Legion, and obviously we all know what they do for ex-soldiers and their partners, etc. And I think that thrives me more than anything.
And Steve Sherry says their door is always open.
If you're out there and you've got a problem getting into work, or you've got a sibling, a brother, a sister, or a niece or a cousin or whoever who's finding problems getting into the workplace, get in touch. We can help.
Steve Sherry, the Chief Executive of Royal British Legion Industries, ending that report from Ben Croucher.